Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a funny girl, the blessings are in the me a dead, if I drink out a glass, I can't stop her and over. What's to be?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. I'm glad that you have tuned in with me. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and we have been studying having faith in the midst of trouble. Our subtopic tonight is Supernatural Increase and Restoration, Part 2. Part 2, we've been looking at Deuteronomy chapter 28. We read the blessings on our last lesson, and we also began in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, and also I mentioned Genesis 12, and we are going to continue studying about the blessings of God, because it is very important to understand that if we truly want God to bless us, we've got to do our part, because we must understand that, yes, God wants to bless, but He is not going to bless those who are not willing to commit their hearts and their lives to Him. Why don't you bow your head and let us pray? Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your holy name, O God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to study your word with your people once again. Lord God, we thank you for meeting us here each and every day, O God. We thank you for your righteousness and for your peace. We thank you because you are truly awesome. Lord, we bless you once again for your mercies, O God. Lord, we thank you once again for your peace that passes all understanding. God, your peace that you give us, Lord, each and every day. We thank you because you are truly great, and we cannot praise you enough or bless you enough. But God, we give you our lives, we give you our hearts, and oh God, I pray for your people everywhere. Lord God, as we strive to draw closer to you, Lord God, I pray, Lord, for those who yet do not understand, oh God, about spiritual things, that you would open up their spiritual understanding. We pray, oh God, for those that are coming. Lord, they haven't made it in yet, but Lord God, you have been speaking to their hearts. You have been tugging at their hearts, and I pray for them, oh God, that they would surrender their lives to you. Lord, we praise you, and we magnify you, and we thank you for this time of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to begin tonight in a scripture that I mentioned on last night. We began to discuss about Jabez, and I want us to read that scripture again. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 10, the Bible says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Amen. Last night we began talking about Jabez. And one of the things that I mentioned was the fact that it was so interesting that his mother named him Pain. His mother named him Pain. But although his mother gave him a name that would cause many to bow down their heads in shame, to be embarrassed every time someone called their name, the Bible tells us that Jabez was more honorable than those around him. And that lets me know that even though other people might call you a name that you don't want to be called, or they might look down on you, the bottom line is you don't have to look down on your own self. Jabez found a light in the midst of the darkness that was thrown upon him. Jabez realized that if he put his trust in God, that it did not matter if things seemed too difficult for him. With God on his side, he could handle anything at all. And so I want us to focus on the fact that God is a God that can increase us even in the midst of trials and difficulties. Even in the midst of things that are going wrong, God can give us a good attitude. He can strengthen us, and he could help us to focus on the fact that whatever we're going through, we can get through it. Jabez was named Pain or Sorrow. That's what his name meant. But even so, he knew how to look up to God. And I want you to know that it doesn't matter what your circumstance, it doesn't matter what your situation, in the midst of all of that, God can bring you out. In the midst of all of that, God can give you increase. And this is what happened with Jabez. The Bible says that Jabez began to pray. One, that he was more honorable than his brethren, those around him, who received regular names. He was more honorable than them, and that he knew how to pray. And so what Jabez prayed, he said, "Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." Now, you know, he could have prayed a whole lot of stuff. You know, he could have said, you know, "I need to figure out a way how to change my name." He didn't ask God to change his name. What he said was, "God, in the midst of all that I am surrounded with, bless me right now." He said, "Oh, God, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed." You've got to understand, my friend, that God wants you to be blessed. And so when Jabez called upon the Lord and said, "Bless me indeed," not just bless me, but indeed. In other words, I really want to be blessed. I don't know if you have ever been in a situation where you wanted it really, 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 really badly. You know, there's some things that you really, 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 really want badly, and you begin to call on God and ask God to give it to you. And so Jabez really wanted the hand of God upon his life. He really wanted God to direct him. He really wanted God to help him. And so he said, "God, please bless me indeed. I want to be blessed. You know, I know my mother has prayed, my father has prayed, and my uncle has prayed, and everybody else has prayed. You know, there's a song that says it's not my mother, not my father, not my brother, not my sister, but Lord, it's me, it's me, it's me again, standing in the need of prayer." Jabez knew that it was he who needed to be blessed. He wasn't worrying about what everybody else had around him. And I mentioned on before, on another lesson, that we have a tendency to look at other people and envy what they have. Well, Jabez didn't care what anybody else had. Jabez just knew that what he needed from God, he needed it for himself. He knew that he had to go to God for his own blessing, for his own future, for his own destiny, for his own increase. He had to go to God and say, "God, I need you to bless me indeed." we have a habit of wanting to live off of somebody else's blessing or somebody else's increase, when what God wants us to do is to surrender our lives to Him, surrender our everything to Him, and allow Him to give us our own blessing, to give us our own strength. We can't be strengthened off of someone else's anointing or someone else's prayer. We've got to learn how to pray for our own self. We've got to learn how to seek God for our own self. And this is what Jabez was doing. Very, very interesting that the Bible only mentions him this one time in these two verses. But yet, the Bible paused in the middle of all that it was saying to mention this guy. Why? Because this guy was a very important guy. The Bible only mentions things that are important because the Bible was written for our learning. And the Old Testament especially was a type and shadow. You know, it was our school teacher. And many things in the Old Testament reflect on Jesus. It's a type and shadow of things to come. Type and shadow means that it tells you. It's a reflection of things that are to come. Things are about to come about. And so Jabez was an example to us of what God wants to give us, of how God wants to bless us, of how God wants to increase us, and He wants to help us. But before God can help us in our personal lives, we must be willing to surrender our hearts and our lives to Almighty God, because God will open up the windows of heaven to bless us, but He expects us to do our part. This is a fantastic prayer. And, you know, I'm sure I wish that I had discovered it first and published those books and sold millions, but I didn't. Brother Wilkinson did. He discovered it and he printed up books, and it sold millions of books. And now everyone all over the world is talking about the prayer of Jabez. And I'm sure many other preachers have preached on Jabez, but it just did not become, you know, famous, because they didn't write a book about it. They just preached it at their local church. And that's all right. But the bottom line is, I'm glad somebody pointed it out to us, that God does indeed want to bless us. My friend, God wants to bless you. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. He wants to use you in His kingdom. He wants to see you on solid ground. I tell people every day that I'm so glad for my background. I'm so glad that I grew up in a church that had a solid Bible foundation, and that we emphasized Sunday school, and we emphasized prayer meeting, and we emphasized revivals and what have you. And we took great pride in studying the Bible, because you cannot have a good Christian life without understanding the Bible and without reading it and praying over it. My friend, Jabez knew who the God of Israel was. Verse 10 says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel." What did he say? "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast." Enlarge my coast. And in some translations, they say territory. But the King James Version says coast. Coast is the same thing as territory. In other words, enlarge, God, what I'm able to do for you. In other words, he wasn't just asking for land and riches. He was sincerely praying that God would help him to do more for him. He said, "And that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil." How many times do we say, "God, I really need your hand to be upon my life. I really need you, your presence, every place I go." You know, there's some places where people go, they don't want the presence of God, because where they're going, they're not supposed to be going in the first place. There's some things that people are doing. They don't want the presence of God there. They don't want the presence of God following them, and they don't want to be, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because what they're doing, they're not supposed to be doing. You see, but I want to really ask God to help me, and I hope, dear friend, that you are thinking the same thing that I'm thinking, that, Lord, help me that wherever I am, wherever I go, that your presence is with me. I never, ever want to find myself in a place where God can't go with me. Because wherever I am, I want to know that God is with me. I want to know that he is there to strengthen me. I want to know that his angels are standing guard around me. Dear friend, whenever you find yourself out in the wilderness by yourself, without God, you are in a terrible mess. Wherever you are, you need to know that the hand of God is with you. You need to know that God has not left you. Amen. And the Bible does tell us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so that's something that you have to, by faith, believe. And you have to, by faith, understand that the hand of God is with you, that the hand of God is upon you, and that truly God wants to bless you in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials and temptations and challenges in your life. God wants to bless you. He wants to help you. He wants to give you faith in the midst of your trials. He wants to give you increase. In other words, he wants to bless you spiritually. And when he blesses you spiritually and you're putting your trust in God, then the fruit of that, you will see material things. Amen. You will see that God has not left you. He has not forsaken you, and you will see increase materially. Why? Why is that? Because that's how God works. He does reward those who diligently seek him. Those who diligently seek the Lord, he does reward. And sometimes it does manifest in a house or a nice car or what have you, because God will take care of you. Whatever your material needs are, if you would just put God first, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you would just put God first, you will see that he will meet every need that you have. Dear friend, put your trust in God, because God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. We give God praise. I'm still in verse 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And the Bible says, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Thou wouldest keep me from evil. Now, it's a good thing when a man begins to pray. And I don't know how other sisters feel, but it really blesses me to see a man pray. It really blesses me to hear a man pray. And because a man is the spiritual head of the home. And a man should be the one in the household leading out in prayer and leading out in spiritual things. And it blesses me to see men of God take their rightful place in the kingdom. It blesses me to see them leading in their families and taking care of their children and taking care of their homes. It's truly a blessing. And if you have a good man, I want to encourage you to hold on to him. I want to encourage you to take care of him and to meet all his needs. Don't allow someone else to meet his needs. I want to encourage you that if you have a good husband, that you take care of him and understand that God gave a good husband a good wife and that they should take care of one another. Now, I don't know how I got off on that when Jabez said, keep me from evil, but I guess it all works together, because sometimes keeping yourself from evil includes knowing how to take care of your household and asking God to help you to take care of your own household instead of being a busybody in other people's households. Hallelujah. Wow. That's a mouthful right there. The Bible says that it may not grieve me that it may not grieve me. In other words, Lord, help me to keep myself from evil, because I know if I get myself into trouble, I'm going to have a rough time. I'm going to find myself sorrowful and regretting that I had allowed myself to fall into that trap. So, Lord, please help me. Jabez prayed, please help me, Lord, to not fall into evil. It should be your prayer, dear friend, every day to ask God to keep you from evil, to ask God to keep you from falling into spiritual traps where the enemy will set traps to try to get you to go back on the commitment that you made to God. And so I want to encourage you to listen to that prayer that Jabez prayed. The Bible says, and God granted him that which he requested. Now, I want you to take a look at this. The Bible says, after he prayed, that God granted him that request. Does God answer prayers? Yes, he does. Jabez prayed and said, God, please, I need you to enlarge my territory, my coast, as the King James Version says. I need your hand upon me. I need you to keep me from evil. I don't want to get lost doing things that I'm not supposed to do, so please keep me from evil. And the man was so sincere in his prayer to God, because, see, God sees our hearts. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts even before we speak them, before we utter them out of our mouth. God already knows what we're going to say. And this man, God saw his heart and saw that he was so sincere that the Bible says, and God granted his desire. So in other words, Jabez was hungry for God. Jabez was seeking God with all his heart, and God helped him. God brought it about so that his territory was enlarged, so that he was truly blessed. I want you to know, my friend, that God will bless you. If you want to be blessed, he will bless you. If you want strength, he'll give you strength. If you want to be encouraged, he will encourage you. If you want to do more for God, God will anoint you. God will open up ways for you to be able to be a blessing to others. If you truly want to be a blessing to others, the Lord will help you. The Hebrew word that I research on the internet, the Hebrew word was for enlarge was the word rabbah, R-A-B-A-H, rabbah. That's the word for enlarge. It means to bring in abundance, to increase, to bring up, to multiply, to make greater, to extend the dimensions. And the Hebrew word for territory was gabul, G-H-E-B-O-O-L, Gabul. It means border, space, coast, bounds, limits. So he asked God to bring him into abundance. My friend, it's okay to ask God to bless you. It's okay to ask God to help you with your finances. Why? Because if you have no money, then you have no money to give. If you don't have extra food in your house, then if a hungry person knocks on your door, you won't have any extra food in your house to give that hungry person. My friend, it is necessary, it is vital for you to have extra so that you can have something to give to somebody in need. And so if you never ask God to bless you, how are you going to be fruitful? How are you going to have what you need in your basket to be able to share with someone else? God wants you to have extra. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be encouraged. So many times we've heard messages preached, and I'm sure the people who preached them had good intentions, and I'm sure they were preaching perhaps out of their own lack and out of the fact that they have spent so many times without, that they sort of, you know, have gotten used to being without, and so they don't want to encourage anyone else to have anything. But guess what? I spent many years as a poor college student, and I'm a chaplain now, and I don't make as much as a movie star and what have you, but I make enough to eat and to live and to be able to share blessings with other people. And but guess what? If God decided to increase my salary through book sales or through anything else, that if God decided to bestow more money on me, I'm just going to say thank you. I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you for the blessing. If that's what you want to give me, thank you so much. Why? Because he knows my heart. He knows that whatever he puts in my hand, I'm going to give some of it away to somebody. I'm going to find someone to give it to. I'm going to find someone to buy something for, whether it's food or clothes or something. You've got to understand that if you truly want to be blessed, you've got to ask God to touch your heart so that you will become a giving person, so that you will become the type of person who wants to share those blessings with other people. God is not going to bless you. As a child of God, God is not going to bless you if he sees that your heart is not right. You've got to understand that God wants you to share his blessings with other folks. Look again at Genesis chapter 12, beginning at the first verse. The Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, let's take a moment and talk about Father Abraham. Abraham was just with his dad minding his own business over there in the Chaldees, over there in Ur, wherever he lived. He was over there minding his own business, and the Bible says that God tapped him on the shoulder, you know, not literally, but he called him. He spoke to him, and he said, "Abraham, I need you to come out to go and do something for me. Abraham, I need you to set yourself apart. And when you do this, I am going to bless you. I am going to make you a great nation." It says in verse 2, "I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." So when God blesses you, he expects you to be a blessing. And so if you don't plan on being a blessing, that's why God is not going to bless you. If you know that the moment that God puts something in your hand, you're going to make sure that you turn around and give God what belongs to him and then turn around and bless someone else, I guarantee you that you're going to start to see increase in your life. You're going to start to see restoration in your family. You're going to start to see some great things in your life. Why? Because you have not kept what God has given you to yourself. Amen. God wants you to understand that you have to sow in order to reap. And so when he blessed Abraham, Abraham became a blessing to many. The Bible says, "And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee." I want you, if you have time in your life, and I hope you do, to spend some time researching Abraham and researching all of his seed, all of his children. You will see that the Bible is in fact true. If you go over to the Middle East today, you have some of the richest people in the Middle East. I mean, they have gold, they have land. I mean, if you see their big temples that they have built and what have you, those are some of the richest people in the entire world. Movie stars in the United States of America cannot come close to the wealth of some of those people that are seed of Abraham. The Bible is in fact true. You will see that Abraham's seed is blessed. And if you go on to do your study, you will see that Jesus came out of the root of Abraham. In other words, going all the way down through those generations, all the way down to Jesse, the father of David, you will see that Jesus came straight out of that lineage, and that, in fact, when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary for us, that indeed all nations were blessed because of Jesus. And so when you take time to study, my friend, you will see that everything that the Bible has said has truly come to pass, and that when God says indeed that he would bless us, that it will come to pass. It will happen. That when you ask God to do something, he hears you. He answers prayer. And once again, he sees your tears. Every teardrop that falls from your eyes, God sees it. He understands it. He sees your heart. And in the midst of trouble, my friend, he will give you that faith, because he has already given you faith. You just need to believe. I just want to encourage you today. Believe God. Believe God. I know that there are so many reasons not to believe God. There are so many things around you that can discourage you. There are so many things around you that can make you just throw up your hands. But I want to encourage you to believe God. I want to encourage you to trust God, because God understands. He sees your heart. He knows what you're going through, and he understands. Even when you don't think that he understands. My friend, keep on praying. Keep on trusting God. Keep on holding on. It's so easy to give up, but I want you to know that this is not the time in your life to give up. This is the time of your life to press your way through. This is a time in your life to understand how much God loves you, how much he cares about you. This is a time in your life, if you have ever prayed, start praying now. There is change in the atmosphere. There are things going on in the world that we cannot see with our natural eyes, that we can only see in the spirit realm. If you would begin praying and seeking the face of God, God would begin to speak to you. He'll begin to direct you, and you'll begin to understand that God has not forgotten you, and that he truly wants to bless you. Jabez prayed that prayer. Oh, Lord, if you would just bless me indeed. Oh, Lord, if you would just enlarge my coast, my territory. Oh, Lord, if you would just have your hand upon me. Oh, Lord, if you would just keep me from evil. How many times have you prayed that and meant it? If you haven't prayed that prayer, start praying it today. Start asking God to bless you. Start asking God to keep his hand on you. I never, ever want to go any place without God, my friend. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13, if you would turn with me. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 through 13, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Dear friend, the Bible says that God has you on his mind. He says his thoughts towards you are of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has good thoughts when he thinks about you. In other words, he wants to see you be successful. He wants to see you do well. But first and foremost, you must repent of your sins. You must ask Jesus to forgive you. You must ask Jesus to come into your heart. You see, everybody wants God to do something for them, but no one is willing to do something. No one is willing to surrender their lives. You know, people say they're having too much fun. They enjoy the things of the world, you know, maybe, you know, shaking their little bottom at a club or what have you. You know, I tell people I've only been in a club once, and I was very, very young when I think I stepped in just for a few minutes and stepped back out. I've never really gone to a club to party or anything like that. But guess what? I'm not missing anything. I have not missed anything. I have not missed out on drinking alcohol or smoking weed or anything like that. Those things have no interest for me. I've enjoyed serving God. I've enjoyed having peace in my heart. I've enjoyed just praising God every single day. I've been doing it since I've been a teenager, and I love it. I love serving God. I love praising God. God has truly been good to me. And my friend, if you haven't started serving God yet, you are missing out on a great blessing, because God truly loves you, and God truly wants to fellowship with you. And all he acts is that you surrender your heart and your life to him. He says his thoughts for you are peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What is an expected end? It means that, well, one of these days we really are going to leave this world, but that your end is an expected one. In other words, we know that your end is going to be good, that when you leave this place that you have a place prepared for you called heaven, that God has already prepared that place, that celestial place where the streets are paved with gold. If you look in Revelation chapter 21, where it says God himself shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. Revelation 21 verse 4 says, he shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, nor pain. All of that has gone forever. God himself will wipe away your tears. He said in verse 12, Jeremiah 29, verse 12, then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. God says he does hear you. He does hear you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. When was the last time, my friend, that you sought God, that you truly put some effort into seeking God with all your heart? You know, I think we have been trained to do things half-heartedly. You know, perhaps we don't like the jobs that we have, or we don't like the places that we live, all manner of things. And so over the years, we have sometimes, not everyone, but sometimes done things half-heartedly. And that is not God's desire for us. We were created to work. You know, and even in the Bible, it says, look at the ants. You know, it refers to a sluggard. It says, oh, sluggard, look at the ants. The ants, they get up every day and they work. That's what we were created to work. But sometimes when people don't like their jobs or they don't like their situation, they do things half-heartedly. Even Christians in the church, sometimes you give them something to do and they do it half-heartedly. They don't put all their heart into it. But the Bible says that God will hear you. He will listen to you when you seek him with all your heart. Seek him with everything that you've got. You know, people say, you know, you look at people, for example, you look at people at a ballpark when their favorite team is playing. I'm not sure who's winning in the football games right now. I'll have to ask my niece, who loves football. But if you look at people at a football game, or years ago I used to attend basketball games when I was at college, if you look at the people in the stands, when their team is winning, they make a lot of noise. I mean, a lot of noise. Imagine if people took that same zeal and gave it to God. If they could cheer for Jesus the way that they cheer for their favorite team. If they could get excited about the things of God the way that they get excited at a ball game. You know, people, they come to church and sometimes they say, you know, you're too noisy and you're too this and too that. Guess what? The same amount of excitement that I put in when I was a cheerleader as a teenager, or part of an African dance troupe, the same amount of energy that I put when I was in that African dance troupe and we had to dance on stage, or how I cheered at a game or at rehearsal, you know, when we had to rehearse our little cheers, the same excitement that I put into the worldly things is the same excitement that I want to give to God. I want him to have all my heart. I want him to have all my soul. I want him to know that I love him enough to put him first in my life. I want him to know that I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to go back on my word to serve him. What about you, my friend? Do you love God enough to surrender your life to him? Everybody wants increase. Everybody wants to be blessed with new shoes or new clothes, new houses, new cars. Everyone wants a handout from God. But how many of you know that you need not a handout, but you need God to give you a hand up? You need to ask God to truly help you to surrender your life to him so that spiritually you're okay. And after you are spiritually okay, then all that material stuff, God will just take care of that. He'll bless you with the material things, but first and foremost, you must make sure that your soul is right with God. Everybody wants money, and everyone wants, you know, increase, increase. Oh, you're going to prosper, and you're going to do this. Yes, all of that is good. God does want to bless you. God does want your basket to be full and overflowing. But, friend, he wants you to give him your heart and your soul. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." And Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." My friend, God wants to fill you up. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you. But first and foremost, you have got to give him your all. Look at Psalm 63, verse 8. It says, "My soul follows hard after you. Your right hand upholds me." In other words, my heart is constantly seeking God. My heart is constantly seeking to know God. And Lord, I know that when I seek you, I will find you. When I search for you, Lord, when I knock, the door shall be opened unto me. Lord, when I pray, I know that you're going to hear me when I pray. Who does God hear? God hears a repentant sinner. Those who ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins. Those who ask Jesus to come into their hearts. He hears those people. Once you're already a Christian, who does God hear? God hears each Christian that prays and who seeks the face of God and who seeks to please God. God does hear the prayer of a Christian, a child of God who says, "My daddy, I love you, I praise you, I honor you, and Lord Jesus, I want to do whatever you've called me to do. Anoint me, use me for your glory, and Lord, I thank you for increase, and I thank you for restoration in my family. I thank you that you're restoring all that the enemy took from me. Lord, you're restoring it right now. And I bless you, Lord, that I am the head and not the tail. I bless you, Lord, that I am the blessed and not cursed. I bless you, Lord, that I have increased right now. I thank you that my future is already in your hands. And I thank you that everything I have need of, you have already provided it." Friend, I want you to know that God loves you. He cares about you. Our theme verse, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friend, confess your sins to the Lord. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and he will forgive you. Because today is the day of salvation. Do not put off for tomorrow what you can do today, because God is truly standing with his hand outstretched to you, saying, come on home. Come on home, my child. I still love you. I still care about you. And I still want to bless you. We're going to close with our usual thoughts for today. Persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There's no such thing as can't. And what you believe, you can achieve. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I bless you on today, Lord, for those that have studied with me. I bless you on today for all those that will hear this recording. I pray, oh God, for those that are undecided about Jesus. I pray that you would touch their hearts right now, that they would understand who Jesus is and that he died on the cross for them. Lord Jesus, I praise you, Lord, for those around the world, Lord, those that will hear this broadcast, I pray that you would truly touch them. I pray that you would truly encourage them. I pray for that mother right now that is seeking some help. I pray for that father right now that is worried about taking care of his family, that father that needs a job, that mother that needs a job. I thank you right now for families all around the world. I thank you right now for that needy family that's being blessed right now. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing that's going out right now. Oh, God, to those that need to be healed. Lord, for the one that is having neck problems, I pray that you would heal right now, and back problems, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would touch, oh Lord God, that one with tumors all over their body. Lord, we know that you're able to heal that one that's on their deathbed, oh God. I pray for that one that is standing in the gap for them, oh God, that you would strengthen them right now, and we know that you could bring even one back from the dead. Lord God, we thank you right now for healing. Oh God, we thank you for that one that is crippled, that is being healed right now. Oh, hallelujah. We bless your name, God, for your touch in the name of Jesus. We know, God, that you can do all things but fail. Oh, God, you are the God of the impossible. Oh, we bless your name. We give you glory, honor, and praise right now. Oh, you are Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star. We bless your name right now. We give you glory and honor and praise. Majesty, dominion, and power belonging unto you. We bless your name right now, God. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us this opportunity to be able to pray together, to be able to bless your name together. Oh, God, we give you honor right now, Jesus. We thank you for remembering us. Oh, God, for blessing us. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We cannot make it without you, Jesus, and we thank you for your touch right now. We thank you for your help right now. We thank you for encouragement right now. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Oh, Lord, you gave us strength when we had no strength. Oh, you gave us peace when we had no peace. We bless your name right now, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory and honor and praise, oh, God. Oh, we magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, we're taking time out right now to worship you, to bless your name, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Oh, God, those who will hear this broadcast, Lord, bless them right now. Encourage and strengthen them, Lord. Give them faith in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of challenges, Lord. Give them faith right now to believe you and to trust you. And, Lord, we say thanks to you. Oh, we feel your presence right now. We feel your anointing right now. Oh, we thank you for your touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for special strength. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, friend. There's a song that I want you to hear. It says, I've decided to make Jesus my friend.
Hallelujah. Some folks Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. Lord, you are worthy to be praised.
Lord, I lift your name on high. My friend, thanks for studying with me today, and I pray that the rest of your weekend or week, whenever you're listening to this, will be blessed. God loves you. He loves your family, and I pray that the peace of God will go with you today and forevermore. Remember that God can give you increase in the midst of your trouble. He can give you faith in the midst of your trouble, and he can restore your family. God bless you as we go out with Second Chance Ministries to bless, and you have been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This show is called Vision. God bless you.
Make that summer we bless till we fool. Me a funny girl say blessings are ready to me a
say.
Imagine cause I'm not a cop around over to me. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me breathe. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes later, from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I try like real cool. Me want everybody in the place, like Jamaican food in a dust pan. I'm on the nose, and it every time I dust pan. Just be a cat together, 'cause I'm too